The picture is chosen because the Mother Earth is an amazing artist, and we can look in any direction in multiple places on every continent and find profound beauty and a variety of it. We could easily have chosen an image of an animal, a beetle with its iridescence, a hummingbird, a simple crow in all its blackness. We could have chosen an image of Antarctica and the profound blues and whites of the ice sheets and the great glaciers and the great icebergs. We could have chosen an image from Africa, from the Alps, from Siberia, from Mongolia and the Gobi Desert, or the lower plateaus of Patagonia. Everywhere we look is amazing beauty. Look above, look below, look on any side. Amazing beauty. We're surrounded by it. We eat it every day. Think of all the colors of the vegetables and the fruits that you ingest. Mother Earth is absolutely a profound being who cares for and nurtures all the beings on Earth. We smile. We sit well made from, because this body is made of her. Our blood, our bones, our sinews, our hair, everything is made of Earth. And so in sitting well, we honor Earth as well as honoring our body. And then we take long, slow, deep breath, and the breath is given to us by Earth and by all the creatures of Earth. And we give back to those creatures every time we breathe. We settle into this interconnectedness, into this harmony, into this beauty, all born from Mother Earth. We breathe in and we breathe out. Then we alight our heart and we connect heart to heart with a golden band of light. With the breath, we alight the Ajna center at the brow, and we connect Ajna to Ajna with a golden band of light. And with your breath, we light the crown center, and we connect crown to crown with a golden band of light. Thus are we one heart, one mind, one willed intention. We align our heart again and feel the heart of our Mother Earth. As our heart beats, so does hers. And our heart beats because hers did first. We might feel the heartbeat of our mother in the rhythm of the wind, in the pitter-patter of rain, in the breathing in and breathing out of the seasons, of the tides, of day and night. We then expand our awareness of heart to all the creatures of earth, all with a heart. Trillions upon trillions upon trillions. And the pulse in their chest is not the only way heart lives and thrives in all the beings of earth. But we have their seasons, their migrations, their pulses forward and back. The animals are a very particular circulatory flow of the energy of life. And so the animals, and in their long migrations, they are like the wind. They are like rivers, moving with the seasons. And so as we tap into our own heart, may we tap into rhythm, pulse, sequence, movement, as if all these different beings and all these different ways are the energy channels of our Mother Earth, the nadis, the energy channels and meridians of Mother Earth. And Mother Earth not only has these very visible energy channels and ways by which her pulse moves everything of the earth, but she has the invisible ones, like ley lines, like deep valley rifts deep in the ocean, the flows of magma and lava and aquifers, all deep underneath the crust of the earth. And all of them are part of her circulatory system. And if we lift our consciousness into the height that each of us is capable of, then it is as if we are entering into her ionosphere, her upper atmospheres. And there, for her, just as for us, or maybe we should say it the other way around, we experience what she does. That in the upper atmospheres there is emptiness and pure dynamic energy. For the earth, ions and particles that are charged from the sun, as well as charged from the depth of the earth, these are what we find along with great expanses of emptiness. We are born of our mother in more ways than we can imagine. As is everything else. All of it, one whole. One whole expressing a great design that is beyond our thought. we can intuit and recognize different aspects of this great design. But the wholeness of it, that is beyond our concepts. Majestic, glorious, profound. We breathe. Our heart beats. Given what it needs, our body takes care of itself. That unto itself is profound. Given what it needs, our body takes care of itself. It seeks harmony and establishes that, remains in a harmonious state. And that harmony might be different when we are 20 than when we were 2, or different when we are 60 or 80 than it was when we were 20. But it is still a harmonious state for its body. It is doing exactly what it is designed to do. And who designed it? Does the soul design the form? Or does the soul design according to the laws of earth? And who created those laws, if so? Mother Gaia. Why is it that everything on earth has 2 eyes? That everything on earth breathes through the skin, through nose, through some other interesting manner like gills, but everything breathes. Imagine how a worm breathes, but it does. So everything on earth breathes. Plants breathe, kelp breathes. And imagine as well the determination of everything on earth. There is a drive to be alive, a drive to live out purpose, a certain functionality to everything. Everything in its place, everything part of the interconnected whole. And so there is a drive, an insistence to do what we do, to be what we are to be. And that is so of a blade of grass, just as much as it is a heron, or it is you and I. A mother is absolutely profound. That's all we can gather from our presence of our own lives, from the miracles of our lives, the miracles all around us. In every direction we look, there is beauty and profundity. We give thanks, appreciation, and we complete our sitting with a sense of great awe. How awesome is Earth, Mother Gaia. Love you all. Thank you so much for joining and being for the Sunday Surface Meditation. It is real. It really does affect our earth, and give great gratitude to her. She feels it. So thank you for being here. Love you all. Create a harmonious, beautiful day.